You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
So, 底下我们接下来看神怎么样借着约拿单跟一个名不见经传的一个拿兵器的人来扭转的这个局面。
And we want to come and see how God used Jonathan and a nameless armor bearer to change the situation.
耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
As the Lord gives the victory, it's not dependent on the many or the few.
在这里我们发现只有两个人。
There are only two people here.
约拿单跟一个拿兵器的人。
Jonathan and his armor bearer.
但是因着他们对神充满了信心。
And because of their faith, their great faith towards the Lord.
因着他们彼此完全的同心。
And because they were completely united of heart.
他们采取那种积极的态度和行动来面对他们的局面。
They used a proactive action and faith to come and face the difficulties that they were in.
请大家记得这里说到的三件事。
There are three things that are mentioned here.
一个对神活泼的信心，一个activate, 被 activate 的一个活的信心。
A faith that's been activated towards God.
我们很多的信心很被动。
A lot of time our faith it needs to be driven.
或是很客观的。
A lot of times it's just very objective.
所以我听过一个这个在阿根廷复兴被神用过的仆人，他说要activate your faith, 要让你的信心起来用。
And there was a brother who's from the Augustine revival. He says, you need to activate your faith. Your faith needs to work.
带着一个 active 的 faith,
to bring about an active faith.
对神活泼的信心是现在都还是新鲜的信心。
A faith that is still fresh at this very moment towards God.
他们然后彼此的同心。
And then again, they were of one heart, one accord.
他们用积极的态度和行动来回应他们的局面。
With a positive attitude and with actions, they face the challenges they were in.
所以在这里，第一个，他们不甘心处于消极、被动、受压的光景中。
And so they were not willing to be under the position of oppression.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不甘心被环境限制。
Brothers and sisters, do not allow your heart just fall to the circumstances, its limitations.
我们要由不在乎、无可奈何变成不甘心，然后起来面对它。
We have to go from the state of helplessness to the place of where we're saying, I'm not going to let this happen, and we rise up and face it.
当我们这样子做的时候
when we do accordingly.
我们就经历到圣经上说的环境在为我们效力。
And then we begin to discover that our environment begins to work for us.
环境成为我们成长的原因。
And our circumstances, our environment becomes a reason why I am still growing.
环境成为我们面对转机甚至神机可以发生的原因。
And all of these circumstances becomes opportunities and turning points of what the miracles that God would bring about in my life.
所以我希望这些话能够直接用在你目前的处境。
And brothers, I pray that these words you can take it and actualize it and use it in your circumstances today.
不管是个人的、家庭的、包括教会的。
Whether individually or your family or a church as a whole.
如果你觉得你的小组死沉沉的
If you feel like your small group is just feeling very downcast,
不要被动的去接受它
Don't passively face it.
不要无奈的在那里忍受它
Don't stay there helplessly and say that's just the way it is.
要起来，要不甘心，要起来
But to rise up and be relentless.
借着对神的信心
Because this act of faith towards God.
借着同伴们，哪怕只有两个人
Because of companions, even if it's just the two of you.
可能面对几十万个的仇敌
And maybe you're facing an army that is tens of thousands.
但是这个故事让我们看见整个局面就是转过来
But we see that this entire story has been turned around.
要不甘心
So do not succumb to it.
所以不管是小组不管是团契不管是你的侍奉团队如果你里面有很多的不满足不满意起来扭转这个局面
Whether it be your small group, your district, your fellowship Do not be satisfied, do not just fall to it But rise up and say, I want more
难道你甘心继续这样子活在这样子的无奈跟受苦受压的里面吗
Are you willing to continue to live in this state of oppression and this state of hopelessness?
继续容许仇敌在这里破坏不容许我们成长吗
I continue to allow the enemy to bring about harm around us and say, you're not going to grow.
第二个他们对神单纯的信心和绝对的顺服
And they had a simple faith and an absolute obedience toward the Lord.
他们并不是那种盲目的勇敢
They were not being brave because they were blind to their situations.
他们那么清楚地知道得胜在乎耶和华。
They were very, very clear that the victory belongs to the Lord.
耶和华使人得胜不在乎人多人少。
That nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.
这样子的应许在圣经很多的征战中都出现。
And we see these exact same promises throughout the many, many stories written in the scripture.
征战的胜败在乎耶和华。
The victory belongs to the Lord.
以利沙说求神开这个少年人的眼睛让他看见那与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Elijah says, open the eyes of this young man that he may see he that is with us is more numerous than that who's around us.
有神同在就是多数。
And when God is with us, we are
majority.
Thank you. We're the majority.
有主同在就是得胜。
When we have the Lord, there is the victory.
哦，这样子的应许太多了。
And there's so many of these promises.
他们不光有这样子的信心。
And not only do they have such a faith.
他们也愿意在每一件事情上来认定。
And in everything, they want to acknowledge the Lord.
愿意顺服神的带领。
And they want to follow the leading of the Lord.
所以你发现他们说，如果腓力士人说，你们留在那里。他说我们就不上去了。
And they said, if the Philistine would say to us, you guys stay where you are, then okay, we're not going to go to them.
如果他说你们上来表示神许可我们上去。
If they say, come to us, then it's the Lord telling us to go.
所以在箴言里面第三章第五节这是我们常常用的。你要专心仰赖耶和华不可依靠自己的聪明甚至不可依靠自己的勇敢。
Proverbs chapter 3 says, lean on the Lord,trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on, not on your own understanding or your own bravery.
在你一切所行的事上要认定他他必指引你的路。
And in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
好弟兄姊妹这是一个对神认真的人。
And this is someone who is serious with God.
他不光对神的能力没有问题他信任神全能。
He does not have any question concerning the omnipotence of God, that God is able. He's all-powerful.
他连每一步路都来选择认定神。
But in every step that he takes, he is determined that I'm going to acknowledge the Lord.
任何时候神说 no, 他就一定停。
And whenever the Lord says no, I'm going to stop.
任何时候神有新的带领他一定顺服。
Whenever the Lord has a new leading, he says, I'm going.
就是保罗。
And this is Paul.
他想往亚细亚去耶稣的灵不许。
And he wanted to go to Asia Minor, but the Spirit of the Lord says no.
他想往比推尼去圣灵禁止他他完全顺服。
He wanted to go to Panera, but the Lord says no, so he didn't go.
等到了特罗亚马其顿的意象一来他马上就进欧洲。弟兄姊妹这个人走在神的带领中。
When the vision of Macedonia came, he immediately went towards Europe. He is a man that was moving in the Spirit of God.
所以我刚才说这个勇敢不是我们凭自己来的。
And I want to say again, the bravery of Jonathan is not something that we can muster up ourselves.
一个凭自己热心出来的东西常常不肯接受圣灵的调整跟改变。
A lot of times those that comes out of our own zeal, our own heart, that cannot be easily steered by the Spirit of God.
你硬是要去爱上一个不仅仅还没信主甚至是反对基督教的人 那没有人可以改变
You want to fall in love with someone who is not a Christian and particularly resists Christianity then there's nothing much God can do
他跑来找你印证你跟他说最好慢一点或是不合适或是至少要等神来印证让他先信主
And if somebody come and ask you ask the Lord says wait till I affirmWhat I'm about to do.
换这家传道人不行，换那家长老，再换另外一家，他早晚会换到一个人说，你放心去吧，你可以跟他传福音。
And this person will go to this pastor or that pastor or this elder and share. He will go to the person until he gets the answer that he wants and say, yeah, go share the gospel with this person.
马上就说感谢神，终于有印证。
And then the person will say, oh, praise God, I have an affirmation from the Lord that it's okay to date this girl.
就像我以前讲的，有一个人，他每天早上一定 stop by 在一个 bakery 那个糕饼店
and,
买一杯咖啡买一些甜点
I told the story before a man would go to the same bakery every morning he would buy some pastry and coffee
直到有一天医生跟他说你不能吃这些东西体重太棒了
and then one day the doctor said to him you can no longer keep consuming the stuff you're getting too heavy
他回来都跟他公司同事讲了
he He came back and told all his colleagues.
但是哪里晓得隔天他还是拿着一杯咖啡拿着甜点 85的进来。
And then he still had a coffee in his hand and a donut or a pastry in his hand when he went to work.
但是我就说你为什么吃?
And then all his colleagues asked him, well, why are you still eating this stuff?
他说因为我今天出来的时候我就跟神祷告。
And so because I left my house, I prayed to the Lord.
如果神准我吃就让我可以找到一个 parking spot, 一个停车位置。
If the Lord allows me to eat donuts and drink the coffee, he'll allow me to find a parking spot.
结果人家 说结果呢?
And then they said, what happened?
他说我绕了八圈以后终于找到一个。
So I went around the parking lot 8 times, and finally I found a spot.
当你定义要做一件事的时候你很难明白神的旨意。
When you have set your mind on doing something, it's very difficult to know the will of God.
约拿丹他们不是这样。
But Jonathan, they were movable.
他们里面对神家受到这样子的羞辱有一个强烈的不甘心。
And they have a heart that is not satisfied to see that the nation of Israel would be in such a shame, such humiliation.
动机、勇气都太宝贵了。
The fact that they are motivated, they have the courage, that in itself is precious.
但是他们在这样子的事情上仍然不会理所当然地认为这就是神的旨意。
But even in the midst of what they're facing, they would not just say by default, well, this is what God wanted me to do.
他们学习在每一个 single step, 每一步路上都来认定他。
And every decision, every step that they make, they acknowledge the Lord God.
结果人家说你们上来。
And so they said, come over here.
他们也没有因此找理由。退掉了。
So they didn't find an excuse and say, oh, maybe we shouldn't go.
我不晓得你自己有没有这样子的经历或是有没有看过这样子的经验。
I don't know if you ever experienced this yourself or have seen it yourself.
神啊如果你 XXX 我就 YYY, 有没有
And God, if you do this, this and that, then I will do this.
如果你医好我的病我全时间侍奉。
If you will heal me of this illness, I will serve you in full-time ministry.
主啊你让我生意的这些破产欠债能够还清让我的生意能够变好。我不仅仅十一奉献，我还愿意更多的奉献。
Lord, if you clear my debts, not only would I begin to tithe, but I would even offer even more.
结果神真的祝福你的时候，啊，我们有改变。
And when the Lord truly did bless you, but we had a change of heart.
这个不是我编的。有一次我在 Mount Hermon, 有一个西雅图来的一个很大教会的pastor 在那里讲道。
And we were at Mount Hermon. There was a pastor from a church out up in Seattle that came to preach.
他说他们中间就是有这样一个做生意的人。
There was a businessman in their church.
所以当他的生意从赤字变成平衡变成开始越赚越多的时候。
And when his business went from the negative to being balanced and becoming profitable.
一千块奉献一百块还容易啊。
In those days, when he had $1,000, he offered $100, that was easy.
到了十万块要奉献一万的时候就有点心疼。
When it was $100,000 and he had to offer $10,000, it became pretty difficult.
你们现在薪水都很多十万的，你一个月奉献一万块舍得吗？有多少人做？
Some of you who have a six-digit figure salaries, are you able to offer your tithe accordingly?
赚到一千万的时候要奉献一百万，更心疼。
And when you earn $1,000,000, you got to give $100,000. Oh man, my heart aches even more.
这个弟兄也很真实，他就跑去教会找他们主任牧师说，我该怎么办？
And this brother is actually very sincere. He went to the senior pastor and he says, what should I do?
不要说十一出不来了，不是。不要说以前说的不止十一，他说我现在连十一都舍不得给。
And he says not to say that tithing, giving one-tenth of my income, I can't even do that these days.
这个讲员说他们的主任牧师很可爱，二话不说。
And this senior pastor, he didn't say anything.
他就搂着他的肩就为他祷告。
He put his arms around him, began to pray for our brother.
他说主啊我们的弟兄钱赚太多了他现在奉献不出来。
And so our brother earns way too much, he cannot offer right now.
求你减少他所赚的让他可以恢复起初的爱心。
Can you please reduce what his income so he can restore his love at the beginning?
我们很多的时候说神你只要这样子那我就这样子。
A lot of time we say, God, if you do this, then I will do this.
约拿丹说只要他们说我们上来我们就上去。
And Jonathan says, if they tell us to come up here, then we will go.
等到你真站到那个他们的营地的时候几十万的人。
And when you go to them, you begin to see the vastness of that army.
今天你的难处是不是大到这个地步你觉得不可能解决。
And your circumstances, your challenges are so great, maybe when you go to, you feel like I can't deal with it.
但是他们就凭着信心就上去了。
But by faith, they went up.
然后他们两个人同一心灵同一脚中。
And the two men, they walk in one course with one heart.
刘姊妹，对我来说，我觉得这个拿兵器的人，他的信心，他的同心，他的积极的态度，一点不输约拿单。
I will tell you, this armor bearer, his faith, his heart, his attitude, that was not subservient to Jonathan's.
至少他没有兵器，约拿单还有兵器。
He did not even have a weapon, but Jonathan had a weapon.
对不对？圣经上说，除了扫罗跟约拿单，没有一个人手里有刀有枪。
The scripture says, aside from Saul and Jonathan, no one else had weapons in their hands.
他只是帮威廉拿刀的人。
He was someone who's carrying the weapons.
自己没有刀。
He himself did not have one.
弟兄姊妹，然后圣经上完全没记他的名字。
The scripture never gave us his name.
等到他们建了这么大功，圣经上也完全没提他这个人。
When he has done such a great accomplishment, the Bible didn't go back and mention his name.
但是我觉得这是神国一个默默无闻，但是却是神家的战车马兵。
Brother and sister, this is someone who's nameless, but he is the chariots and the horsemen of the nation of the house of God.
这是神家神国真正的大丈夫。
These are men in the kingdom of God.
外面没有人知道他，没有人称赞他。
And nobody knew who he was. Nobody's giving him any accolades.
但是这个神迹却是借着他跟约拿单的同心带出来。
But this miracle came about because of his the one accord, the same heart that he had with Jonathan.
他没有在这里对约拿单说你疯了，我们两个人了。
And he didn't say to Jonathan, Jonathan, you're crazy. There's only two of us.
他二话不说陪着他一起上去。
He didn't say another word. He says, let's go.
这也是约拿单在平常就 earn 了他的 leadership.
And this is also Jonathan in his ordinary days has earned the leadership of this young man.
所以这个年轻人信任他。
So this young man believed in him.
这个人爱他，陪着他。
And this man loved him. He went with him.
所以我真的希望我们教会所有的 leader, 我们自己一定要在主的面前认真。
So brothers and sisters, those of you who are leaders in God's house, you need to be serious.
我们才可能点火，把弟兄姊妹带起来。
And then we can ignite, we can light up the brothers and sisters around us.
从一比二十，今天我们的背诵经文，五个人追赶一百个人。
There were five that would chase 100.
神已经非常祝福了，对不对
？And God blessed tremendously, right? Five people would chase 100, right?
平均一个人就可以打二十个人。
So on average, one person would defeat 20.
今天有把握一个人打二十个人啊？算了，不要举手了。
Pastor was going to ask anybody who feels like you could win a fight fighting 20 people.
那个已经超过了我们。平常的力量
That surpassed our ordinary strength, right?
但一百个人可以打一万个人，比例从一比二十到一比一百。
But 100 is going to put 10,000 to flight. That means they went from 1 to 20, to 1 to 100.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要自己起来。
So we ourselves, we need to rise up.
那个 Mother Teresa, 她说她每一次被别人请到各地去讲她在。印度加尔各答所做的事工的时候
Mother Teresa says whenever she's been invited to go and share the work at Calcutta what she's been doing
她说每一次讲完一定有人来问她一个问题
And every time she shares somebody will always come and ask her a question
也是她最不喜欢听到的问题
And it is the question that she most do not want to hear
别人问她说请你告诉我我们能为你们做什么
And people will ask her, what is it that we can do for you?
Mother Teresa 说我永远告诉他们
And I will forever respond this way.
找出你自己的加尔各答
Find your own Calcutta.
到处都是需要的人
There are people who are in need everywhere.
到处充满了可以工作的机会
And there are opportunities for you to serve everywhere.
不要来问我 get my attention.
And don't come and ask me to get my attention.
要为着你自己里面的使命来做
And do it according to the commission in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是为人做什么。
Brothers and sisters, we are not doing anything for people, for men.
我们是为着神做的。
We are serving for the Lord.
为着神家，为着神国，我们做大丈夫。
And we're serving for God's house, God's kingdom. We are being men for God.
底下讲到他们不住扩展的影响力。
And then we come to look at their perpetual expansion of the power of influence.
他们的确只有两个人。
Yes, they only had two men.
他们能做的也很有限。
And there is very limited what they can do.
但是他们的影响力跟带下来的祝福却是不受限制。
But the influence and the blessings that they brought about could not be limited.
两个人再怎么杀了二十个人而已。
And then they went and they slaughtered 20 men.
你腓力斯人十几万，怎么可能？
The hundreds of thousands, the size of this army, how can they win?
他们得胜的范围只有半亩地，有一个餐馆叫半亩园。
The boundary of their victory is only but half an acre.
影响力就只有只能做到这么多。
The degree of influence only is about half an acre.
但是结果却不止这么一点点。
But the conclusion, the results of what they've done surpasses half an acre.
就跟五饼二鱼只是一个小孩子的便当而已。
Just five loaves and two fish. They're just a small lunch for a boy.
却可以让上万的人吃饱。
And there are tens of thousands of people that were satisfied.
所以关键还不在于我们能做什么。
The criticality is not.Based upon what you can do.
关键是在于我们有这位伟大的神。
But that we have an awesome God.
所以他们两个人这个影响力出来的时候。
So these two men, the power and influence as it flow out of them.
他把神将那些隐藏的失去的力量都重新聚合回来。
So all those who were hidden, all those hidden power, they were brought back in.
把那些躲藏的那甚至敌对的力量重新恢复过来。
And those who were hiding, those strength were brought back in.
那些无可奈何、被动的、消极的，让他们都能够起来。
And those who were passive, those who were negative, they were all restored.
所以在这里我们看见不是他们自己能做什么。
It is not that they themselves could do anything.
进到了我的第五个点，是神恩典和大能的介入。
And we see this fifth point, it is the intervention of God's grace and might.
救恩出于耶和华。
Salvation is of the Lord.
虽然我放到最后一个点，并不是因为它最不重要。
Though I put it at the very last point, but it is not the least significant.
虽然 the last, but not the least.
It isn't the last, but it's not the least, right?
其实从头到尾，这都是征战得胜的关键。
From the beginning to the end, this is the key point of victory.
你去读约书亚记。
Go read the book of Joshua.
约书亚南征北讨，打了那么多的胜仗。
Joshua went north and went south. He's won so many battles.
你几乎可以在每一场征战之前
at the beginning of every battle.
找到神对约书亚说：“我已经把这些仇敌交在你的手里。”
You can find that God already said to Joshua, "I have placed these enemies into your hands."
或者说我必将他们交在你的手里。
Or I will deliver them into your hands.
对耶利哥、对五王都是最难的征战。神说：“我已经交给你了。”
For the city of Jericho and the five kings, God says, "I have already delivered them into your hands."
仗都还没打。已经得胜了。
Before the battle even begun, they are already won.
所以我们今天晚上开始我们香伯默培训中心的这个特会要讲的主题就是主啊使我做个得胜者。
And tonight we're going to start the CTC conference and the theme of the conference is the Lord allow me to be an overcomer.
我们没有一个人可以凭着自己得胜。
Not a single one of us can be victorious by ourselves.
而是我们的神是全能的神基督是早已得胜的主。
But the Lord our God, He's the Almighty God, Christ is the victor.
我们是站在他得胜的地位上。
We are standing on the grounds of His victory.
我们来支取他的得胜，来经历他的得胜。
We are receiving His victory. We are experiencing His victory.
那我们可以活出这个得胜来。
That we may live out victory.
所以你看，我在这里列的几个经文，很快的过去，众民都有战惊。
And again, I listed some scriptures that all were trembling.
14章15节，你说这么几十万个的。非利士人为什么突然会战惊
100,000 men of the Philistines, why would they tremble all of a sudden?
这是神的作为。
This is God's doing.
为什么地会震动
Why would the earth quake?
约拿单能够让地震发生吗
Could Jonathan cause the earth to quake?
在这里他们自己彼此非利士人互相击杀大大的慌乱。
And the army, they began to slaughter one another. There was great confusion in the camp.
我就讲这三件事就够了，你就看见神清楚介入的明证。
And these three things alone, you can see it is God who intervened.
很多时候在我个人的经历里面。
Oftentimes in my personal experiences.
或者有的时候我去服侍一些在很大难处中的。
When I go and serve brothers and sisters who are in great trials.
甚至包括我们当初买会所的时候
And even at the very time when we were purchasing this property
神容许我们进入一些非常非常艰难的环境
God allowed us to enter into some very very difficult times situations
会等到这些事情过去以后留下了他介入他工作他恩典的痕迹
And God would leave a mark of His act, His work, His intervention
我相信今天我们所有2004年在的弟兄姊妹没有一个人敢说这个会所买下来是因为我们怎么样怎么样怎么样
Those brothers who are still here when we were here back here in 2004 no one would say we were able to purchase property because of us because of what we have done
全是他大能的作为
And everything was of the great might of the Lord
他自己留下了他曾经在我们中间工作施恩的记号
He has left the mark of His intervention of what He has done
最后当他们在这里一起 对神的信任，彼此的同心，还有他们所采取的积极的行动。
And again, because of the unity of heart, the one course that we're walking in, and the proactiveness and their actions that they were living out,
你看那个结果完全不一样。
And you see the outcome was completely different.
一个完全的扭转。
And there's a complete turning of the tide.
原来软弱无奈观望的，现在都聚集到战场上来。
And those who were weak and those who were helpless and bystanders have now gathered onto the battlefield.
在这个十四章刚开头的时候说到这个保罗，不是扫罗，跟那些跟随他的六百个人。
And at the beginning of chapter 14, it says Saul and the 600 men that were with him.
他们坐在石榴树下。
And they were sitting under the pomegranate tree.
等死。
And they were waiting to die.
一个 hopeless.
That we're in a state of hopelessness.
一个不可能的局面。
It is impossible.
毫无盼望的局面。
There's a situation without hope.
但是到了十四章二十节，就讲到扫罗和跟随他的人都聚集来到战场上了。
And then at verse 20, we see that Saul and the men, they came to the battlefield.
摩伯来使得他们动员的这些原来在树下一无所能一无所做的人。
And they now mobilize all those who were sitting stagnant under the pomegranate trees.
第二个，他让那些归顺投降非利士人的现在归回，反而加入了这个征战。
And they have caused all those who surrender to their enemies, now they've come back. They are part of this battle array.
原来是反面的力量，现在成为教会正面的祝福。
And these are opposing forces now have turned into positive aid and help to the house of God.
很多这个很好的布道家或是做福音工作的，他们原来是无神论或是地方流氓。
A great evangelists, a lot of people who are now wonderful preachers and pastors, and they used to be gang members and
那我上次跟大家讲的君森贝拉他的女儿君森贝拉牧师他的女儿两年多没有音讯。
Jim Cimbala, we know this pastor, his daughter could not find his daughter for 2 years.
他的女儿跟一交了一个男朋友离家出走，在外面混。
She was in a relationship and they ran away from home and didn't know her whereabouts.
成为教会，成为 Cimbala 夫妇很大很大的伤害。
And it was a great pain to Pastor Cimbala and his wife.
他说他常常开车去教会的路上都是哭着去的。
A lot of time when he's driving the church, he is driving in tears.
后来借着教会全体的祷告，这个女儿有一天突然回来了。
And the entire church got together to pray for her. And one day she came home.
悔改归向神。几年前我跟于师母去参加一个聚会，她跟她的丈夫都是传道人，在上面带敬拜带赞美。
A few years ago, we went to Brooklyn Tabernacle. We saw her and her husband leading worship in front of the people of God.
原来失去的伤害教会的力量现在都回来了。
That which was lost has now been brought back to the house of God. That strength has come back in.
那些躲藏的都出来了。
Those who were in hiding has now emerged.
所以弟兄姊妹，我信息必须结束在这里。
Brothers and sisters, I have to end my message here today.
整个 Bay Area 光中国的教会就有300家。
There are about 300 Chinese churches here in the Bay Area.
如果不算中国教会，整个加州有24,000家教会。
There are about 24,000 churches in all of California.
整个美国有38万个教会。380,000 churches.
There are 380,000 churches in all of America.
整个全世界大概4,000,000个教会。
And for all of the world, it's about 4 million.
这么多的基督徒。40 million.
So many Christians.
在这里我们看见只有两个人。
Here we see that there are only two men.
整个局面转。
The entire circumstances have been
changed. 我们不要再把我们的借口、埋怨、盼望放在周围的人事物。
Let's not place our excuse and our reasoning to our circumstances and the people around us.
先问一问，我们在哪里？
Let's ask the question, where am I?
今天不是 Jonathan 在这里呼召我们。
It is not Jonathan who's calling to us today.
今天主耶稣在这里呼召我们成为羔羊的同伴。
The Lord Jesus is calling us to be companions of the Lamb.
让我们起来跟他一同征战。
That we will rise up and do warfare with him.
当以利亚躲在洞里面的时候。
When Elijah was hiding in the cave.
神问他说，你在这里做什么？
And God asked him, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
出来。
Come out.
接受我的差遣。
Receive my sending.
弟兄姊妹， 神今天在这里呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters, God is calling to us today.
羔羊在这里呼召我们。
The Lamb is calling to us today.
让我们起来跟随他，一起来经历得胜。
That we may rise up and follow Him to experience victory with Him.
一起来扭转局面。
To turn the tide.
你是儿童主日学的老师，青少年的老师，英文组的老师，中文组的团契的组长、区长，不管你是谁，为着你的环境。沮丧的时候，这都是我们要起来的时候。
If you're a Sunday school teacher, you're a youth co-worker, you're in the English ministry, whatever district, whatever ministry fellowship you're in, if the circumstances doesn't look so great, rise up.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus.And believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.